have feelings, but my first real old lady left with them and refused to give them back, so I'm rolling like that. That's the lyric. Who is that?
Say that again.
Oh my God.
I mean, that kind of was a little dry. I'm just saying.
Spice it up a little bit. I'm giving you the lyric. Yes, I have feelings, but my first real old lady left with them and refused to give them back, so I'm rolling like that.
That sounds so familiar, but I can't think of what it is.
Boy, you ain't nothing. That's Soulja Slim.
I knew it.
This is the Up Podcast. I'm Will.
And this is Teresa.
How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good.
How was your weekend? Good? Mine was, too. Let's get to it. Weekly review. Weekly review segment.
But about a week ago,
Why you bringing up old shit?
What the hell is going on?
Weekly.
Review time.
Okay. So, yeah. Wendy Williams, she asked Tamar about returning to the real and if she would do it. Tamar gave a very, you know, respectful, classy answer. Basically just said she wouldn't go back. She's in a space to where she's trying to better herself.
Mm-hmm.
She don't want to go into a space that's going to make her anything different from what she's trying to make, you know, to rearrange herself and change her outlook and atmosphere and herself and everything. So she don't want anything that's going to take her back to who she used to be.
That's dope.
And as far as that, Lani responded from the real. And Lani is pretty much, you know, she took a little shot at Wendy because Wendy called them a cute little show and basically said that they needed Tamar. And she was like, our cute little show, you know, won an award. You know, we Emmy Award winners. I think she said an Emmy.
What did they win an Emmy?
You said when?
Yeah. Was it with Tamar or after Tamar?
It was after. It was definitely after.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, she said that Tamar is welcome to come there whenever she want. They don't have no beef with Tamar. Blase, blase.
Why would Tamar come back to a show she got fired from?
I don't know. I wouldn't go back either. Tamar released some text messages where somebody was saying that Lani was behind it.
Behind her firing?
Yes, it was. So, allegedly, Lani was writing someone to get Tamar out of there. So, Lani pretty much, you know, said that she didn't have anything to do with that. She was like, who still writes letters? So, yeah.
So, regular girly catfight-ish kind of stuff?
I just think Wendy was a little out of pocket asking her that.
How?
Because
why is that out of pocket?
Because her and Tamar talk all the time. They have discussed this already. Why get on your show and ask her something that you already know the answer to?
Because maybe her fan base wants to know. Or maybe, you know.
I think her fans know.
The viewers want to know.
I think it's a question that she was done.
It's a question that, you know, maybe some people wanted to know. And haven't heard her answer yet to that question. So I can understand why.
Yeah.
Wendy asked. I mean, it's Wendy Williams, you know.
Wendy messy.
Wendy gets paid
somebody
very
to go
well
on there and ask
messy.
Her what's going on with her marriage.
And I feel like she has given those answers in interviews. So, but what else you got?
Okay, so your girl K Michelle.
Who?
Your girl K Michelle.
Who girl?
Yours.
Stop it.
She came out saying that she don't think men are good people. And she did an interview and she pretty much said this because men will cheat on you and expect you to just get over it. They know it's going to hurt you and break you down and all of this like that. And they still decide to do it anyway.
Women don't cheat?
Well, she was talking about men. She doesn't date well. Then again, I think K. Michelle does date women. But, yeah. The conversation was about men, so. And I actually sent this information to Will. And he went to go pull up old tweets that she did. And I'm just like, well, damn. Because I felt like she had a point with some of the stuff.
Of course she did.
No. It was the point that she was making. I'm not the type of person that shoots the messenger. I'm not. I think she had some points that she made, but then when you start sending the tweets, it's kind of like, oh, okay. So,
man, I think you can have a, first of all, I don't even want to get back into this, but I will. I'm just tired of hearing that argument. I'm tired of hearing that side of the game. Like, if you think men are all bad people because you've been hurt and you've been cheated on, then I'm sure it's men running around here with that same sentiment about women. Like, that's, stop painting everybody with the same brush, bro. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's, I agree with that. I don't think she should have that opinion for every man. Every man is not the same, just like every woman is not the same.
I'm just tired of women, especially black women, getting on public platforms spewing the same old shit about men, especially black men. Like,
she didn't say a color.
She didn't, but
she said men.
Men, period. Like, yes, there are some shitty men.
Just, and like that's what she's speaking on.
Just
she's
like there are on, some shitty women. Like,
but she's speaking on,
but you can't
men.
Get on a radio station and say men are good people.
I mean, I guess that's how she felt.
Especially Kay Michelle, who has clips upon clips upon clips upon clips of her being a shitty woman on television. So, yes, I'm going to shoot the fuck out the messenger. I don't want to hear that from you. Because I can easily look at you and take attributes from you and say black women aren't good people because they're ratchet and loud and messy.
When you say you mean Kay Michelle, right?
But I won't do that.
When you say you mean Kay Michelle, right?
Sure, Kay Michelle. But I won't do that because I know that all black women aren't loud and ghetto and messy and vindictive. So, like, let's just stop that, bro. Like, just, yeah. Kay Michelle is old, bro. Like, way too old to not be dealing with her problems and blaming all her problems on her past hurt and that kind of shit. Like, deal with your hurt and deal with all that shit. Get you a counselor and work through that shit. Stop blaming all your shit on men.
I agree. But I didn't go that deep into what she said. I was just listening to the message again, not the messenger.
I'm just tired of hearing that shit,
but,
bro. Yeah. I'm tired of hearing about how bad men are. You know, men
I
are
feel like
people.
You shouldn't take it personal
I don't,
if it don't apply.
I don't take it in personal, even though, like, I'm guilty of some of the things that she said.
So that's that guilty side that's feeling.
No, I just feel like I've been cheated on before, too. So I don't go around saying how shitty women are because I've been cheated on before. That's my issue, and I've dealt with that issue. Like, I'm not just gonna paint everybody with the same brush because of what I've
been
through.
And like I said, I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I agree.
What else?
Okay, so recently there was a 6-year-old arrested and had mug shots taken of her for throwing a temper tantrum at school. What do you think of that?
No, what do you think of that?
I think that's ridiculous. I don't know what is going through these officers' minds sometimes. Like, lately, people are freaking, like, bad shit crazy. Like, even whoever called an officer for a child, they're crazy. What did they even call the parents?
This is a baby, a 6-year-old baby. I don't even want to call her a child yet because that is a baby.
But you have a Maybe it was a police officer, you know, at the school.
Yeah, it was a resource officer. I think resource officer called for a regular officer.
For a six-year-old.
For a six-year-old.
I'm just like, she's the first child there that had a temper tantrum?
Bro.
That's just weird. I don't know.
What kind
of mindset do you be in to where, like, everybody involved, like the teacher, the principal, whoever, like, how do you be like, okay, this is right. We're going to let him arrest this child and take her and, you know, process her. Like,
I think you're looking at it in like a moral sense. Like, how can you morally look at that? But I look at it like, I look at it that way too, but I also look at it as like the system. Like, we have a system in place where it's so easy to just lock not only black people but black kids up. Like it's easy for a school to have a resource officer, and it's easier for that officer to call for backup. And it's easy for administration and teachers to look at a black kid and not see a black child. Like, it's easy for them to let a black kid be handcuffed and put in the back of a police car. It's easy for a black kid to walk into a precinct and be fingerprinted at 6 years old. Yeah. Like, it's the system, and that shit is disgusting. And I saw a post earlier where they had a picture of the officer, and he was a black guy, and they was like, "Well, what do you have to say now that it was a black officer?" I don't care if an officer is blue, black, gray, Asian, Arab, Indonesian. I don't care, bro. Like, the system was built by white men, and as long as that system is in place, like, our babies aren't safe. Like, that shit is disgusting to me.
I feel like you were even Al Sharpton almost all these shows.
I mean, I just feel like I have a 9-year-old daughter, and if somebody told me that my 9-year-old was arrested and handcuffed for kicking a teacher or kicking, they didn't say who the little girl kicked, but she threw a tantrum. Like, I don't know what I would do.
So she did kick someone?
Yeah. Mm. But I've seen little white kids do worse in schools. I've seen kids do worse than throw a tantrum. I feel like tantrums, that's what a 6-year-old does. Mm. I mean,
I know she kicked somebody. I'm like, no.
It's a bro. Look, if you can't handle kids,
I'm just playing. But
I would have rather it been a story about a teacher spanking a little girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of a,
that would have been an issue too.
It would have been an issue, yeah, regardless. But I feel like that would have been an easier pill to swallow than knowing that they handcuffed that fingerprinted a 6-year-old, bro. And I just feel like if you can't handle tantrums from 6-year-olds, you don't need to be in the school.
It's a difference between a tantrum and
what do kids do when they throw a tantrum?
They usually just, you know, are kicking and screaming, maybe throwing something.
You just said kicking and screaming,
not actually kicking someone.
But I don't know if she hauled off and kicked someone, or she was throwing a tantrum and kicked someone. Like, we don't know. But I'm telling you, last year, my daughter had a field trip at the zoo, and I literally watched a little girl in the middle of the zoo on the concrete throw a full tantrum, rolling around on the concrete.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I thought it was. Just that. Not necessarily her touching anyone else.
But I mean, in the middle of that, had she kicked someone, I don't think they would have arrested her.
Well, no.
It's a 6-year-old, bro. Like,
yeah.
Throw her out of, at the worst, expel her. Give her a couple of days at home. You gonna send her to jail, my G? Like, y'all out your wild.
Yeah.
What else? Because I ain't saying shit else.
Okay. So, there was a man on, I'm guessing this was on Today. He jumped in front of a train with his 5-year-old daughter, I guess to try to commit suicide, and I guess he wanted to kill him and his child. Well, he died, but the little girl lived. So they had some people that were able to help her from underneath the train. But she's alive and looks like she's gonna be fine.
I think that mental issues. A black man or just a man, period? I don't know.
Well, they're not black, but yeah. I couldn't really tell the race. I could just see the little, it was a video, so yeah. I just see the little girl, you know, coming from under the train. But
I mean, regardless, bro, I just think that, you know, mental health is serious, bro. And, you know, like, just prayers for anybody who feel like they gotta go out like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad the little girl is okay. I know she's probably going to be having flashbacks.
That's forever.
Yeah.
That's forever.
So, definitely prayers for her. Kenya Moore and her husband, or should I say almost ex-husband, Mark Daly, have split after 2 years of marriage.
Is this surprising to you?
It's not.
Okay. Me
either. I don't know. I kind of feel like it was kind of an arranged thing in a way.
I feel the same way.
And I think even like her and Portia, I think they both just wanted babies. They wanted to be married and they wanted babies.
If Portia wanted a baby, she could have hit the mic jack a long time ago, bro.
I mean.
Well, she could have called me a long time ago.
I don't know. Because like, that's another story with them two.
I'm just saying, if Portia herself wanted a baby, she could have called me. Like, Portia called me.
Maybe you should have went in her DMs.
I probably should have.
You should have. She might want another one, so.
I mean, I don't own a $1 million hot dog place, so.
Yeah. I mean, I think that plays an important role sure as it well. Does. So, yeah. So, anything on that? Anything else?
Not for me.
Okay.
No, I don't get to all that shit.
So, a judge declines to give $100,000 back to the woman who posted R. Kelly's bail. What you think about that?
She asked for the money back?
Yep. I've never heard of that ever.
I think God works like wonders, bro. Like, just, you know, the Almighty Father is not to be played with, my chief. Like, you would not should have spent your money. Oh, this.
I think people really think money talk. I mean, it can, but.
But, man, for R. Kelly, I'm not about to spend no money on R. Kelly, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't have, but hey.
That's a wrap. I hope she'll never get that money back. Especially after knowing what we all knew, you still would take your black ass down there and bail that man out of jail? No.
I mean, people have some diehard crazy fans.
Hey.
Thick and thin.
She gonna die hard, too.
And that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
But did she win like a settlement or something? Was she like I think she had money. I think she had money. I think she won like a settlement or something.
She want that $100,000 back, so she must get it. She must don't have that much.
She's gonna get it. I tell you that. That's a wrap.
Yep. Okay. So there is a Saved by the Bell sequel in the works.
I pass.
So you're against, you'll pass on this, but you are all here for the Set It Off remake.
I wasn't here for that.
Not Set, what was it you just said that you were, let me see. What was it?
We talked about Set It Off, but.
But I thought you said you were for that.
I'm with it if it's not like a reboot. Well, no. I think I said I was with it if it was new people. I don't want, like, you know, the regular people. I don't know what I said. I know what I am saying is I'm not here for no goddamn Saved by the Bell reboot.
Well.
We could Zach, Screech, Kelly Kapowski.
Well, it looks like they're saying only Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley.
Yes,
yeah.
See,
so,
man, I'm gonna say about the
Lark Voorhees. Like, what is she up to? Like, is she?
Is her face back together? No, I'm being for real, man.
I mean, that's what I was kind of getting at. I didn't want to say it. I'm glad you did, but hey, okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm good, man. Let Lisa screech Zach, Jesse, and the rest of the game. You know, let that go. Let that be what it is. If you want to see Saved by the Bell, Amazon got the full series for like $100.
I wouldn't pay no $100
for that.
Oh, shit, I would. But you don't want to see a... Okay. Don't want to see a sequel, but you'll pay $100 for these old episodes.
Man, that's the golden era, bruh. It's Saved by the Bell.
Okay, so why you don't want to see a sequel?
You remember when Zach and Screech had that fight and Screech tore Zach's shirt? That was like a big deal. That was a real fight. Over Lisa. Zach had everybody. Every chick is Saved by the Bell, Zach. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Saved by the Bell was the shit, bro.
So why no sequel?
Mr. Bell, because I don't want to see no new kids doing Saved by the Bell, especially with Mario Lopez and all this bullshit. I don't want to see that shit.
Mario looked the same. He do.
He don't.
He do.
He doesn't.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so we have your other boy. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Why are these gonna be my people?
Because these are your people.
No.
Tekashi 6ix9ine, with all his snitching he been doing, what you think about that?
Tell everybody what you said you would have did. You would have snitched, right?
So from what I read, I don't know how true it is. I wish I had it in front of me, but
you're right.
They were talking about how, you know, his friends were the ones that set him up.
Are you a rat?
Shut up and let me finish. So they were saying that his friends were the ones that set him up. They robbed him and all this stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, if that is true, then I can't blame him. Because I'm like, at the end of the day, you tried to kill me. You robbed me and you took from me. And all of this other stuff. So why would I be sitting up here going and do 70 years for you?
Because that's the game you chose to involve yourself in.
Nah.
Yes.
Not when you trying to, when you robbing me.
But that's the streets.
But if I'm supposed to be, if we supposed to be having each other back and I'm about to do 70 years for you.
That's the streets.
You are not about to.
That is the streets.
But how you rob me and then you expect me to do time for you?
That's the streets. What you mean?
Man, no. Mm-mm.
That's why.
There's loyalty. In my
ain't
corner,
no loyalty. You no streets, man. Is you
no,
wild?
But okay. So why should it be loyalty when it comes to him doing 70 years?
Because
if somebody trying to, it don't have his best interest.
It's not about being loyal to them. It's about being loyal to yourself. Like, man, being a rat is just out of bounds. Period. Like, that's one of the rules when you get into that kind of atmosphere.
I mean,
take your lick. This is your lick. Take that shit.
I mean, this
that's,
is the
that's
thing.
Why I live a regular civilian life.
Me
with,
too.
With my family. Cause
me too.
Yeah, you
saying.
Do me something, and I might try to get some get back, but you know, yeah, I'm not no street nigga. I'm not trying to be no street nigga.
I'm just saying though, I'm not street either.
But Tekashi was trying to be a street person, and when you
because if that alleged story is true,
that's
about how they set that up.
That story is true. They were robbing him on his back ends. His manager was sleeping with his baby mama. They did kidnap him, but.
All ain't no of, buts in that.
All of that.
All bets are off then.
All of that is street shit. And when you involve yourself in some street shit, you gotta take what come with that. I know it sounds crazy to somebody who's not in the streets. So I don't I'm not surprised that you are looking at me like, oh, you crazy. I'm not crazy. They come with the streets. And I don't feel sorry for him.
Well, we're going to bring this into our power segment. Because, yeah.
That's all you got for the reviews?
Yes.
But I really want to say, like, I don't feel bad for Tekashi. Because had this never happened, he would have still been living and talking the street gangster shit. And I'm glad this happened. Because it shows kids, like, all this shit that these rappers talk about on record, that shit is fake. None of that shit is real. And you see it now with somebody who was living a life that he had no clue what it was really about.
Yeah, I say call me Tekashi 70 because, I mean, if you did all this stuff to me and you think I'm about to go do 70 years for you?
Man, look.
And I'm a very loyal person. But if I feel like you tried to play me or cause me harm in any type of way, loyalty out the window.
You are speaking from a civilian perspective. That's not a street perspective. The street perspective is either you gonna get some get back or you gonna keep your mouth shut and keep on living this street life. If you get caught,
but how he gonna live that street life if he in jail for 70 years?
You got caught. You take your L. That's an L you gotta take. That's a risk of living the street life.
I guess.
What's your other topics, bro?
Okay, so we have the power segment now. They say this is a big rich
town. You took a shot at the devil and you missed.
Sometimes the people that you trust the most can turn on you with no warning.
Oh, that's it for the weekly review?
Yep.
I bet.
So.
Power.
It's back. I did have, you know, a moment.
What you mean?
With Proctor dying. Now, Proctor did give up a little fight.
Yeah, with Proctor Tommy. Shot back like a dog.
I was very shocked.
Yeah.
Now, our good friend Trevor brought up a good point. He was like, he should have just went on ahead and shot Sex. He should have killed Sex. I agree with that.
What?
He should have killed Sex.
Who should have killed Sex?
Proctor.
When? In his apartment?
No. When he first came to him and told him that he had, you know, this recording and all this stuff like that, he should have, you know, did something with him then.
In his apartment.
He didn't have to do it in his apartment. He could have caught him anywhere. But, I mean, because this was my thing. I didn't know Proctor had that in him. I didn't even know Proctor carried a gun. So, my whole thing is, if you had that fight in you, you could have took Sex out.
I think that when you are being shot at, you're gonna have some kind of fight in you if you got a gun.
I mean, but
you.
You know he was at the point to where he.
But I don't think Proctor is a killer though.
Yeah, but he was desperate.
Right. So when you desperate, like of course you will shoot back, but.
But I'm saying. He was scared of the threat of his daughter being taken away. So, I think that was enough for him to even try that
then. I think Proctor thought that he was a good enough attorney to fight that kind of shit. But,
I mean, if that was the case, he wouldn't have, you know, told Sax that he was, you know, that Tommy did it.
I think he had a plan. I think Proctor had a plan. I think that's why he didn't want to sign that Sax papers to be an informant. I think Proctor had a plan.
Mm-hmm. And then at first
I think it would have been easier to give Sax what he wanted and say that James killed Angela. Instead, he kept it G. It was like, you know, you climbing up the wrong boat.
I think he said Tommy because at the end of the day, he don't have no loyalty to Tommy. So he was just like, That's easy. Tommy did.
I keep telling you, everybody that thinks that Tommy is the weak one. Like, if I gotta rat on one of these persons, I'm gonna rat on Tommy. I think that's how he saw it.
I think that's stupid, because I think everybody knows Tommy is
emotional. Say it.
No.
Emotional.
No.
Tommy is
and this emotional. This is the thing. Okay, so my thing is, somebody said that, you know, he killed Proctor because he's emotional. My thing is this. Ghosts kill people. A lot of people on this show has killed people. Everyone is acting on emotions, if we're going to put it in that sense.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. No. You're killing someone because you feel a certain type of way about the situation. That's called an emotion.
I think the only person Ghost killed off of emotion was Silver. And even then, I think most of that kill was because Tasha wouldn't listen. Tasha was not trying to get rid of Silver.
So what makes it an emotion when Ghost, I mean, from Ghost killing someone and Tommy killing?
I think every Proctor. Time Ghost kills someone, he has information about it. He knows that it'll lead to, like, you know, either him being caught or something that's dealing with them being brought in, or like everybody's going down.
So did Tommy not hear Sax tell Maria Tommy, that he was that Proctor was going to testify against him? And goes.
Right.
So.
That's all Tommy heard, though.
That's all Tommy needed to hear.
Because he's emotional.
No, because the truth of the matter is,
I think if that was Ghost would have got to the bottom of that, because he knows Proctor.
Exactly. He knows Proctor.
Right. So.
But at the same time, Tommy does too. And he know that Proctor does not have no loyalty to him. He has loyalty to Ghost.
Tell the real why you try to defend Tommy.
Everybody knows I like Tommy.
Oh, okay, cool.
But the thing is, I'm just saying, like, I mean, logically thinking.
Logically, first of all, let me give you my whole spiel, because I might surprise you. I think that this was probably the best episode of the season so far. I think it got back to, like, power.
But that's what I've been saying. This right here, episode 5.
Yeah, it's power.
That is power to me.
I think that
but y'all be trying to make it into a Tyler Perry love scene and love.
No, I think that was a part of power. You can't take that shit from power, bro. Jamie and Angela, that's fine. Was a part of power.
That is fine, but at the same time, you can't have all of that.
I don't know why you keep saying that.
Because my thing is,
I personally never wanted power to be a goddamn romantic rom com.
But this is the thing.
Show.
This is the thing. I like Ghost. When Ghost is Ghost, I don't like Jamie. I like Ghost. Like, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see none of this soft, woe is me. I don't want to see that.
He is a complicated person who is living double lives. You have to have some of that.
Some of it. They do a damn good job with it. It's y'all people that talk about it outside of that.
Stop saying y'all.
It's y'all.
I've always wanted Ghost to be Ghost and Jamie to be Jamie. I just wanted balance. I even said it a couple of seasons ago. I told you, I said Courtney is making Jamie too soft.
I've said that since season one.
So what I will tell you is this past episode, my phone just
he got holes in his hand. He done dropped his phone about 3 times.
I do like how Tommy got gangster with it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That shit, like that whole scene with him and Joe and Tommy shooting shit up, like that shit gave me chills. Like, that's the old power.
I was literally sitting there after it went off, like, with my mouth open. I'm like, oh my gosh, what the hell just happened?
I was the same way.
Because I actually like Proctor, even though, like, I'm Team Tommy, like, to the end.
But, like, that was a kill that, like, I wasn't shocked. Like, it was more like, yo, like, Power back, bro. Like, I'm fucking with Power again.
And I thought 50 episode was going to be the best one.
Yeah, this one was the best. This was the best episode this season by far so far.
Hopefully it only goes up from
just
here.
Everything about this episode was like just old Power, bro.
What do you think about and I just found out what this little girl name was. I didn't know her name was Effie. So what did you think about
her name Effie?
Yeah, what did you think about
like
the whole
Effie?
Yeah.
Is that why her hair like that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
But what did you think about her setting up Tyreek, and who do you think she's working with? Or four?
Usually, you know, I would say, like, I don't know why this is happening, but I like it. I like that kind of twist.
I do, too. Because a lot of people were thinking it was going to be the whole Tommy, Tasha, Tommy type thing going on with them. But,
nope. I like that kind of twist. I don't know who she's working for.
A lot of people seem to think that she is the sister of, what's the guy, the Hispanic guy that was killed in the first episode. Everybody's thinking that is possibly his sister. I don't think so, but
I think that she could be working for herself. I think that she's smart. They've made her a smart enough character where, you know, she could hold her own.
She was texting someone, though.
Was she?
Yeah, she said something about him running out of product.
I must have missed that part.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Tasha becoming a petty drug dealer?
Oh my gosh. I don't know what to think about that at all. And then I was kind of wondering, I say, because, you know, when she started doing it, you know, she had just found out about Tariq. And so I was like, at first I'm thinking, I'm like, I know she's not about to get Tariq to be helping her out with this, but I don't know. I don't think that anymore. I think she's going to just do it on her own. And I seen she's trying to bring the little stripper chick into it. What was her name? You remember?
I don't.
With the blue hair?
Yeah.
I don't like her. They don't need to bring her back in.
It was random as fuck, bro.
They don't need to bring her back in whatsoever. Tasha can talk to her on the phone. Yeah. They don't need to bring, we don't need to see her.
You're going to hate that I'm about to say this, but I'm being honest. I don't see how Tasha can last on this show long.
Doing
what she's doing. It almost feels like there's no real plot for her. Like, because now she's on Tommy Band's side. Now she's on Ghost Band's side. She's on Keisha Band's side. She's dealing with this petty drug dealer. Like, I don't see how they write that up. That has to go down. Unless
I don't know. She might still have Tommy. Tommy might just be temporarily.
Her team is going to be this drug dealer and this stripper. Like, I don't know how that's going
to
work.
Do you think the guy that came to her about the money is tied to the other guy?
No, because she said that he was a... Oh, her boo thing.
Well, wait, not yet, but yeah.
She almost fucked that man the first time she went out.
Do you think they're tied to each other?
I don't know. It's weird that he popped up in one episode and he wasn't even in this one.
Yeah. Like, he was in two, huh?
One.
Oh, okay.
One. He came by that morning. He came by after work, I guess, whatever.
When Ghost was there.
Yeah. No, he came by that morning. He came by afterwards. And they almost, you know, fucked on the...
Then he came by again when Ghost was there.
He came by again that same episode. Like, he been in more episodes.
I don't know. What else? Oh, the ending with Tariq and Ghost and Tommy.
So, it was funny to me. But it was also, like, one of the good parts for me because... This is going to sound weird coming from me again. I enjoy seeing Ghost and Tommy on side with each other again.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. It brings back that old Power feel. Mm-hmm. I also laugh when Ghost told Tommy, like, if I wanted to shoot you, I would have shot you. I wouldn't be here if I wanted to shoot you. Or some shit like that. Like, I just think, like, it's it's always like little times in the show where like they bring that gangster out of Ghost, and it's good to see.
So Tariq, I don't know. It was
some shit. I just don't see them paying no $2 million for the
I don't know. Tariq. For some reason, I think Tariq is behind that. Like, he planned this for some reason.
No,
I really think this. I don't know why. It was just the way he was looking. If you looked at Tariq at the end, he didn't look like he had not one word. He was looking like he was directing a play.
It looked like a kid who knew his godfather and his dad together are, you know, magic. Like, no matter what I say about Tommy and Ghost together gonna make some shit shape. So I feel like he looked like a kid who wasn't worried.
We'll see.
We will see. That's the end of the power segment.
Yep.
What's next?
What are we talking about?
So, the topic at hand.
Okay, new topic, please.
It's a whole different topic.
It's an excellent topic.
Okay, so our main topic today comes from an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I actually don't watch the show. But I did see something that was kind of interesting. So the guy Corey that Kris Jenner is dating, he tells Scott that he would whoop him and Courtney's daughter.
Hey, hold up! I just saw a picture on Instagram of a chick with rainbow hair, and she has the 6ix9ine. I guess there's a 6ix9ine filter with his tattoos.
Oh wow. On Snapchat or something?
Probably Snapchat or Instagram. But the caption says, to all the dudes in my DMs with girlfriends, it's time.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Oh, shit. Of course you do. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead.
That was funny, though. I'm sorry. That was funny. Yeah, you interrupted me. So, yeah. So, Corey, which is Kris Jenner's boyfriend.
That's like he looks weird on side of her.
Yeah.
He looks extra weird on
side
of
her. And he's younger than her too, so hey. But he told Scott and Courtney that he would whoop their daughter if she slapped him. I'm thinking it's Penelope.
Yeah.
So my question is, how far should you be able to go with disciplining someone else's kids? Now, I know in that situation, it's kind of like, I guess he's considered, they may be just looking at him as just a boyfriend. He's been with Kris for a good little while now. So, I mean, if they were to get married or he's going to stay around, he could be considered like a grandfather to the children.
Jenner married Corey. Kris Jenner she's way too smart for that.
So, I'm going to play the clip.
Play the clip.
Okay.
Bam, we need to take care of this before it gets too far out of control.
There's nothing I could take away from her physically that she will care about. Mason, I could take away whatever, he cares. Penelope does not care. Every kid is different.
I'm sorry, but if he scratched me for no reason, I'm whipping her ass, and I'll explain to y'all later. What? I will whip her.
Fuck with Scott. Scott's saying what?
My daughter? What are you talking about?
Scratch me.
You would whip my daughter's ass if she touched you?
No, scratch me.
Scratch me. Whip my daughter's ass.
Why?
If she scratched you?
Why?
A little 6-year-old girl? What the f are you talking about?
That's the problem.
Yeah, Scott. I look out of energy. What the fuck is you talking about? Come on, Lord, diss it.
So, and Kim coming in, she was just like, I don't think he meant, like, beat her. He didn't mean that. He didn't say he's going to beat the child. He said he would whoop her behind.
Man, Lord, Disick said, what the fuck are you talking about?
So,
Yeah, my job.
I'm kind of on the fence about that.
I absolutely agree with Scott. Absolutely. And the funny thing is, I had this conversation with my daughter, mom, and surprisingly, we were on two opposite sides, because usually she's the one who doesn't like our child to be whipped. Mm-hmm. Which, granted, thank God, my child is probably one of the sweetest kids you'll ever meet. She has a sassy mouth on her, but that's because she grew up around adults, so she took after what she was around. But not really, or like a bad tip. I feel like I don't whip my child, so I'd be damned if you whip my child. Especially if you're not like in my inner circle. Her mom, my two sisters, my dad, my mom, the other side of her family, her other grandmother, aunt, and grandfather. But even then, like I was telling Elena, I was like, you know, like if you whip my child, you better have a damn good excuse for why you did it. And I want to know why. A 6-year-old being a 6-year-old scratching people, and you know, like that's what 6-year-olds do. So for you to feel like that.
This is okay. So this is a situation. What happened with that? Their daughter was scratching and hitting on the nanny.
Right.
So at some point, well, if you don't discipline your children, but from somebody
what,
else will.
From what I heard was the nanny quit because Penelope slapped her and scratched her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just feel like that's what 6-year-olds do.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. No.
I do.
That's disrespectful.
Man.
It is. I'm just saying.
What kind of kids are like I'm being totally honest, cause maybe I'm giving my daughter a little bit too much freedom. But not even my daughter, like, I have a badass nephew. My nephew 3 is all boy. And you know, like, we roughhouse around and he plays a lot. Like, my nephew 3 is bad as hell. And I love him to death. He is bad. There's never been a point where, and I'm telling you, like, 1 year, my nephew kicked my daughter in the face. My daddy whooped him. And nothing in me was like, oh, yeah, I want to whoop this kid for kicking my daughter in the face. Never. Like, The most I might do with my nephew is like punch him, or like, because he's a rough little boy, and those.
But okay, so
I don't punch him with a full strength.
Okay, so what's the difference between? Because I think a punch is worse than whipping their behind.
It's not a punch in like to be stern or to be or to try and like. We roughhouse, so like that's how we play. Like,
so if Corey in that situation, the little girl slapped him in the face, if he decided he wanted to spank her behind,
don't put your hands on my child. Find other ways, or call. So
this is what needs to happen, because
what Corey said in that clip again, he was like, I would whip her and then I would tell y'all about it later. Nah, blood.
I can see that, because like the first time, yeah, I feel like you should contact the parents and let them know, hey, this is what your child's doing. But I think the thing was, and Kim, even from what Kim was saying, Kim knows they're not disciplining their children. Sounds like,
first of all,
Kim and Chris as well.
Let's get a clear understanding of what you call be disciplined to your kids? Like, what does that look like? Because whoopers don't mean...
It starts with respect.
It's not all about whoopers, though.
She sat up here and says, taking something from the child, you know, doing all of the stuff that she... Taking stuff away from her, none of that works.
Right.
So...
Because all kids are different. Like I just told you about my exactly. nephew. My nephew would take a woman
at some point,
and sit there and fake cry... And then get back
up she never, and do it. But she never said they spanked their child. She never said that. She said just... Right. She's saying everything that you take away. I don't think he necessarily even meant that.
He said, I will whoop her.
I mean, but at the same time,
Because we know that black people believe in whoopings.
Yeah. But, okay, I think that was his way of saying, if it were me... I would spank her.
Which I would have reacted like Scott.
I think he was taking it too literal. I don't think he meant
other way can you take that?
Because I don't think he was gonna... I don't think he was meaning like, oh, if she do this to me, I'm literally gonna hit her. I think he was saying, if this was my child and she did this.
No, what he said in that clip was, if P scratch me, I'm a whoop her. I'll whoop her.
I would whoop her.
Right.
But I think it's still being taken out of context.
That if that little girl ever slaps him or scratches him, he's going to whip her. Which means, my G, like, you won't be around my child.
Well, that's good for them to know. So they know not to keep...
Because
to have her around
them. I honestly feel like in some things kids will grow out of.
I think...
And
children
I do
discipline, and I feel like they don't. She don't have it.
I agree that kids need to be disciplined, but that doesn't automatically go to whoopings. First of all, if we go back to
saying that it's meant for every child.
No.
But Courtney clearly said nothing else is working. Nothing else is working,
bro. There are a million alternatives than whoopings. That shit is so slave mentality. Like, that shit is dead, bro.
Really?
Like,
really?
So
a little pop on the hand, a little smack on the butt.
No, I'm talking about a whooping.
Killing your
child? That's not a whooping.
Okay, but that's... Okay, I guess it depends on what you consider.
He didn't say spanker. He didn't say... That is a whooping. And even that, when you think about it, comes from slavery. Gene.
Well, I mean, when I'm saying whipping, I'm not thinking of having an actual whip and beating them like they're a slave.
Bruh.
No, that's child abuse. I'm talking about a pat on their behind, a pat on their hand, something.
I don't think physical abuse is... a tool for learning. That's how we treat dogs. If a dog pee in your house, you hit him with a newspaper. Like, kids are dogs. Kids are animals. You whoop horses.
Some kids don't need that type of discipline. All kids are not created the same.
Right.
And some kids do need a spanking. Just saying.
I'm not against spanking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And Penelope might be one of those kids that need her behind
whip. But I feel like spanking is like so high up on the list that for somebody who ain't me, like that should even be on your radar, cause like at all. Because it's like...
That's why I go back and say parents need to discipline their children. Their children,
but
they need to teach them
you
to
keep
respect,
saying that, like,
to respect the dogs.
You know that Scott and Courtney are doing that.
I'm going off of that little second clip
where
she said that they tried everything.
No.
And nothing that they...
She said they tried to take away her things and it doesn't work for her.
The stuff that she named is not working.
But
so
I can tell you...
He gave her another alternative.
I can tell you for a while, like... When it came to parenting, I was not on the same page with Elena. I just wasn't. Like, I was not on the same page with her. Because she was raised by older parents who believed that, you know, you tell a kid what they did wrong, and you talk to kids. I was raised by an army dad who believed in whoopers, like belts. Because his mama believed in whoopers. Her mom, from what I heard, believed in whoopers. That's why I say, like, whoopers come from, like, a long lineage that dates back to slavery.
Well.
But, hold on. What I'm saying is, like, I was taught other ways to handle my child because I did start off with the mentality that I had to physically show my child that when you do something bad, you don't do it. So I'm going to whoop you.
Okay.
I probably whooped my child twice.
That's what I was going to get into.
I want to say not with a belt ever.
I have barely had to touch my child at all. That's why I say it goes back to how you raise your children.
Right. But.
And she know not to disrespect an adult.
But just because some children test the waters don't mean the consequence is whoopings or spankings. No.
I'm saying if you've tried everything and nothing is working.
That's not what Courtney and Scott said, bro.
I know, I'm just saying. But that's what I got from that clip. But I'm just saying in general.
What I got from that clip is what they said. They said that with their other child, they take his toys, he responds in a better way. Exactly.
So that works for that child.
Right. So with that Penelope, works for probably it Mason. Doesn't work for her.
Exactly.
So you have to find other alternatives. So
what other alternatives would there be?
Bruh, I remember when I was I spent the night at God, it was so long ago, at my mom's friend's house. Her son, you might know him, Ricky. He go by Ricky Fonte. What up, Ricky? It was my first time like getting in trouble, and like his mom, Miss Loretta, made us kneel on rice.
Miss Loretta.
What is wrong with you, man?
That's from a movie.
Oh shit!
What was that? The movie with Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart said that in the movie.
I don't know Kevin Hart like that.
Oh my gosh. It wasn't. Was that Think Like a Man? I don't know. But go ahead.
Boy, join those Snapchat whopping that big old head. Yeah. Jordan Woods, by the way. Miss Loretta made us kneel on rice. That was a form of discipline. I've been in like summer camps where a form of discipline was like putting our backs on the wall doing squats. There are a million other ways of getting through to a child than putting your hands on them. And I learned that because I had to be taught that too. Patience, bro. Like, you know, like letting a child be a child. Like, even my dad told me when I was older, shout out to my dad, I still love him no matter what. But my dad told me when I got older, that like, he probably whooped us a little bit too much. But it was because he was brought up that way.
I'm not saying.
And his mom was brought up that way too.
I'm not saying every child should be disciplined that way. I feel when you have exhausted all options,
you can sometimes never,
they you may can need never a spanking. Exhaust
patience. Because I've seen kids who got spankings on the regular turn out to be terrorists.
I've seen kids who turned out to be terrorists
that got spankings on the regular, my G.
Exhausted.
You never exhaust patience.
All options. Everybody don't have patience.
I don't have patience.
But if you try,
but I love my daughter enough to not beat herself. But if you have
tried, you don't. I'm not saying beating. You. See, this is what I'm saying. Man. You can spank a behind without causing physical harm to that child. Just get their attention and tell them to stop.
If you are spanking a child,
go sit in the corner.
If you're spanking a child, like, there are times where, like, I watch my daughter and I'm, like, go back and forth, like, a little playful banter, and then her mom gets tired of it. And then she might, like, slap on the thigh and be like, kid, stop. Like, I don't trip on that. But when your first option is to always spank,
I didn't say first option. I said you have exhausted all options.
I mean, I'm going with the clip. Corey said if P scratched me, I will whip her.
But again, they know. I'm not defending what he said. What I'm about to say is,
no.
Well, no. They know not to keep their child around Corey.
Thanks.
So let me get that out then and stop saying no. Shit.
Facts. Like, at this point, like, even my sisters, like, I feel like even my sisters know, like, you put your hands on my child. Like, it's times where I play too hard with my nephew, and he'll go run and tell his mom, and, like, I can hear it in, like, her tone of voice, like, keep your hands off my son.
I mean, I honestly wouldn't even touch anybody else's child.
Man, I play with my nephew like that.
I wouldn't, because...
What?
I wouldn't touch nobody else's child. So my thing is this. I'm going to let you know, hey, your child doing this, either you're not going to bring him back here no more.
When it comes to discipline, if my nephew get out of line, I know ways to get him right without whooping him or putting my hands on him. Now, it's just times where I'm just being a big uncle and I'm playing with him. Like, I get him in my arms and just squeeze him. You know what I'm saying? Just playing with him. But as far as, like, whooping him, you know, like, putting my hands on him in a matter of being, like, he in trouble, like, let me put my hands on him. I'm not doing that. I snatch him up, but I wouldn't hit him.
Sound like you got a double standard when it comes to boys and girls.
No, if I had a boy, I wouldn't whoop my son. My older nephew, I've never whooped my older nephew. It's just my youngest nephew is a different breed, bro.
Exactly, like, and Penelope might be a different breed.
But even still,
might be something different. Just saying.
Even with my younger nephew, he's a different breed. I've never whooped him before. It just takes other ways to get through to him. He got in trouble one time for talking back to my dad.
But what if that way is her getting her behind whipped?
Nah, blood. Find another way.
I'm not saying Corey do it. I'm just saying her parents.
What I'm telling you, bro. What if
that's
the way?
I'm just saying.
What I'm telling you, you're not finna put your hands on my child like
I'm not talking about nobody else. I said Courtney and Scott.
What makes you think that they don't discipline their child?
I don't think they do.
Because of how she acts?
Yep.
If that's the case, bro, I'm telling you, like, I've had serious talks with my sister where, like, in some days where she be like, I don't know why 3 act like that. Because she do all she can to get his mind right. Some kids are just built like that. And you have to reinforce other ways. If not, like, what's the point of whooping a child who gonna go back and do the same thing over and over again? Like, sometimes that don't faze them.
But she tried it.
Sometimes.
And it doesn't work.
That doesn't faze them, bro.
But sometimes. But at the same time, that might be what that particular child needs, yeah. Or it may not.
I mean, I guess. I just know with my child, I don't put my hands on her. So you ain't gonna do it either. That's just how I feel.
I never said Corey was justified. I didn't say he was right.
You didn't. I'm just telling you why I fuck with Lord Disick. My guy say, fuck all that. You're not putting your hands on my child. I felt that.
You felt it?
I felt that shit. Okay. My 6-year-old daughter, cuz. That's what Scott said. But,
You talking like she a little baby, though.
That's a 6-year-old. That's the same 6-year-old that gets arrested.
And that 6-year-old slapping people in the face.
Come on, man. These are kids.
Okay.
How many stories does your mama have of you doing just bad shit?
I never put my hand on an adult ever. My child either.
I haven't either, but not that I know of. But I've thrown plenty of tantrums.
I'm pretty sure a lot of children.
I remember when I was like 12 or 13, like I ran, like literally ran through my doctor's office, like. Because I didn't want to get a shot. Tow shit up, knock down books. I think I might have pushed my doctor out the way. He was trying to trap me. Like, and I was 11, 12, you hear me? Like, man, kids gonna be kids.
Disrespectful.
Oh, shit.
Disrespectful. Old enough to know better.
Man.
Just saying, disrespectful. I can see a baby, because babies, you know, they get to an age when they start just slapping you in the face. They don't know no better. 5 and up,
you know better. What is a baby to you? A 6-year-old is a baby, man.
5 and up, you know better. I'm just saying. And that's all I got from that.
Are you through?
That's all I got.
So, look. Oh, that's it for the main topic, right?
Yep.
All right, bet. So, but before we get off this episode, I just want to say one thing. Men cannot tell women about their trauma, bro. If you want to know why it takes women so long to report a rape, if you want to know why women don't call the police right after a rape, check yourself and check the way you look at women and what you believe, just off of no evidence, no nothing. I think it's disgusting, bro, when I see and hear men say, I don't believe her because she's just now saying something.
Yeah.
That is literally why women don't come forward, because nobody believes them.
Yeah, and then there's threats and, you know, all of that other stuff that goes into that.
Sometimes it just takes people, not just women, men too. It takes people years to deal with their trauma.
Yeah.
So.
And it's not just women, because it's just like, go back to, you know, what we covered before with Hosea Sanchez.
Yeah, not only him. Terry Crews. Like,
yeah.
Men too. Like, it takes people. There is no timeline when you're dealing with that kind of trouble.
Yeah.
But I think it's disgusting to see even people that I know, men, question the validity of things because of the time frame that something comes up.
And on that note, I feel like I should plug the rape hotline. Okay, so yeah.
Nah, I mean, I'm just saying, bro. Like,
no, I'm just saying. I you made me look up the number, so you know, if anyone has been in that situation, they're going through anything, and they feel like they want to report it, the number is
1-800-656-4673. Yeah, bro. I'm not with that. I don't care how much fame a person has, or if he's your favorite athlete, or if he's a black man. They trying to bring a black man down, that kind of shit, man. Fuck all that. Even if you know, even if it turns out to be false and the accusations aren't real, like, let that shit play out before y'all get on social media and all that other shit saying, I don't believe her, she just wants some money, blah, blah. If you don't believe it, bro, just let that shit die and, you know, comment when it's over.
Yeah.
But just out the gate with that shit is disgusting, bro. And I feel like as a man, you know, I gotta hold my fellow brethren accountable for that. So that's it for me.
Alrighty. So thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, whatever, bye.
Oh.